95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog, Happy Hour, Hello Friday. Hello. Josh from SR Parade, who brought beverages. Steve brought nothing but his personality and smile, and he's thirsty. And Josh, you brought stuff to pour in his face in this this second half.
Yeah, what are we getting into? Something brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fresh off the truck. What are we getting into?
So, Lagunitas, which we
love
know
from
all their great beers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're throwing a curveball.
Okay.
I have their Disorderly Tea House. Riot Tea.
Oh, yes, please.
So, this is a hard tea.
Okay. Hard tea.
Yeah.
Now, I drink a tea hybrid in the morning, which basically fuels the show. Except on Friday, where I don't drink tea, we get into other stuff. But this is going to be the perfect blend for me, I feel.
So, variety pack. They do spell it variety.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Kind of play on words.
Sure.
Okay.
To my knowledge, this is their first foray into something different. Ooh. They've done non-alcoholic and... like hoppy water,
right?
But to step into this realm is new for them.
Ooh, that is a prominent tea nose, that's for sure.
Okay,
so this is it's not going to be as sweet like Twisted Tea.
Okay,
it's going to be more of a tea product.
You do get a lot more of the leaf,
yes, and a lot of much of the sugar, right?
Hello.
So the one we're tasting right now is mixed up berries.
Mm?
So it's natural raspberry, blackberry flavors.
Okay,
and then the.
I like that.
A specific tea.
The second sip brings the berries to the surface.
Yeah.
First one, you're like, what's up? Your tongue's like, wait, what's going on? I like it, but what's happening here? Explain it to me. No, I feel like I got it.
I do like how it isn't as sweet.
I do too.
There's not as much sugar or lemon. You get more of the tea and the fruit, the other fruits.
Right. It is much more of a tea product, which I actually really enjoy.
Yep.
Ditto.
I think we've talked. I've never been a huge tea guy, even living in Florida my entire life. Mm. Just never been my thing. But the more I have product like this, the more I actually enjoy it.
Very interesting. I shunned tea for a long time, and then I took it on. I'm like, what was I missing? I feel like I need to catch up on tea, and you're helping out. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lagunitas.
Exactly. So speaking of thinking Lagunitas, these are 100 calories.
Whoa!
And zero sugar.
Yikes! Okay.
So great alternative to if you're not a huge seltzer fan. Yeah. The carbonation on this is nice and light, or it is slightly carbonated.
Yes. No, you said zero sugar again?
Yep.
I don't even know what to think about that, because it does...
blows your mind a little bit,
it's
right?
It's not overly sweet. You feel like there's some sort of sweetness in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some sort of sweetener, but it's not over... You know, it's not super sweet, not overpowering, and you can really taste the tea, which I think...
Yes, you
should
can.
Be the whole point, right?
Yep.
It most certainly is. Look at that. So much that I've drank it all.
Whoa,
do you want to give a shot to what type of tea this is? I tried it earlier and I messed up. I think I wrote it down for you.
Is it on your sheet over there?
Let me go over my homework.
Is it Earl Grey?
Let's see.
Sleepy Time?
That would be... Gayusa?
That sounds about
Gaius,
right.
Gayusa?
Oh, that is right.
Gayusa? Okay.
Right, it's a tea I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. All
right. You're also trying to give me a tea.
All right, what's next?
Gayusa.
So this one is going to be...
A small fruit.
Peach slice.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Oh, hey, Peach State. Okay.
So with this being as new as it is, you're definitely going to want to check out the website to find it.
srbroad.com/beerfinder.
/beerfinder.
Yeah. Type that in, and then you can look for the Lagunitas, and then look for the tea, and then go get it. Pour it in your mouth like us. Okay, this is very good. And the snout definitely says peach, and then the tongue does too.
Yep.
They match.
It's kind of like a blend of three items.
Mm, okay, let's hear it.
Unsweetened tea. Peaches.
Oh, okay, peaches.
And alcohol.
Oh, okay.
That's weird, because that's exactly what it is.
Simple.
Oh,
it is. It's simple, but it's beautiful.
Did you just read the can?
Of course not.
Right, cutting into Josh's business over
there. No, not at all.
But again, all of that stuff, but then... zero sugar.
Exactly.
Which is huge. And 100 calories?
Yeah, and I mean, you can't say that for a lot of the competitors out there. A lot of them are high sugar.
Yeah.
But they are sweeter, so maybe if that's your thing. But like I said, these are very enjoyable.
There's a reason that the buttons aren't bursting off of the shirt. It's because it's 100 calories.
That's right.
You knock this thing out right now, no problem, you know? Right? I mean, it's good. I love it. Okay, I mean, it is a bold move, but Lagunitas doesn't, like, go by the norm anyway. They never have, right?
Well, I mean, they didn't have to do this, right?
Dude.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors that they were brewing this tea for their brewers and stuff to drink while they were at the brewery. And they're like, you know what? Let's make this alcoholic.
Let's sell it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Now, I drank a Lagunitas the other day when I was at the movie theater.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Do you remember the movie?
Yeah, Top Gun, motherfucker.
All right.
And guess what?
That's America right there, isn't it? Lagunitas and Top Gun. So this one is yuzu lemon squeeze.
Oh.
So okay. I think we talked about yuzu before. It's a Japanese citrus fruit.
Okay.
Very close to a lemon.
Really?
Okay. Ooh.
The lemon is a common companion of tea, right?
Absolutely.
As I understand it, I haven't had enough tea in my life to know. But the Japanese lemon, that's a twist.
That's my favorite one.
Literally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a classic tea flavor.
Right?
And just enough lemon in there, not to be tart, but to let you know it's there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and all these flavors stayed on the sunny. You don't have to struggle with these flavors. They're just right there. Just pour them in.
It's kind of like it's hanging out behind you. It's just whispering in your ear. Hey, I'm a lemon. Here I am.
God, that would scare the crap out of me.
Can you imagine how horrifying that would be?
It would be terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Although, if you have enough of these, maybe you'll hear that. I don't know. You can,
maybe I'll just start whispering behind people instead.
Or by the way, if you want Steve to come, if you go buy these, by the way, this weekend, you want Steve to come out and whisper that over your shoulder, just text us right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Steve, please talk to me in a weird, creepy whisper tone dot fart. Put that in there and Steve will show up and come over and do it. So these flavors are, this is brand new. Can we chase these down in other
definitely another Total Wine, local independence, but your best bet always is going to be the website. That way you're not traveling and then being disappointed by the time you get there.
srparrot.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot the .com.
That's fine.
Sorry about that.
Close enough. All right. Well, until Steve gets it right. Cheers.
Cheers.